United Healthcare. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality. Get real-time assistance when signing into UHCProvider.com with our on-demand chat for claims, benefits, authorization, and more. Plus, try API Marketplace for a free and secure way to automate your transactions at UHCProvider.com/try API. For English, just remain on the line.
Para continuar.
Hello, I'm Avery, your virtual assistant at United Healthcare. Before we get started, please tell me if you are calling as a member or a healthcare professional.
Healthcare professional.
In a few words, tell me why you are calling today.
Claim.
We can provide information on benefits, claims, prior authorization, claim, credentialing, and any other... Sure. What type of claim are you calling about?
Medical.
And what is the member ID?
99381609.
I heard 99381609. Is that correct?
Yes.
What's the member's date of birth, including the four-digit year? For example,
September 10th, 1959.
Thank you. One moment while I pull up the account. All right, I have the account in front of me now. What's the date of service?
May 14, 2025.
Okay, what is your MPI?
19022-15106.
Thanks, I've got it. Please hold while you're transferred to our self-service system. Please wait while I gather some information. Do you want a reference number for this member?
No.
Okay, what's the total amount billed?
$185.
I don't see any claims around that date and billed amount. Please review the member's ID card to verify correct billing information was used to submit. United Healthcare Provider Portal users can submit claims, view full claim summaries, and more on the provider portal at UHCProvider.com. Sign in with your One Healthcare ID and navigate to the claims page for details. Once signed in, if you need any assistance, our online chat advocates are available to assist. Would you like me to repeat that?
No.
Now you can say, check another claim or main menu. Please hold while your call is being transferred.
Would you be willing to take a brief survey at the end of this call?
Hey, Provider Service Advocate, may I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Akin Paul. I'm from Provider's Office. Can you spell your name, please?
R-A-Y, last name initial, B for Delta. Can I have the spelling of her first name, the initial of your last and a callback number?
So, I want your spelling of your name, so help me with
R-A-Y.
That.
R-A-Y.
R-A-Y.
R-A-Y. Ray. What's the initial B for Delta?
Ready, right. So, my name is Kane.
Yep.
Kane Paul. So, K-A-E-N, Kane. And initial, that is a P for public.
Okay. So what's a good callback number?
219-230-2091.
Name of the provider, please.
Middleton Family Medicine Urgent Care.
And what's the name of the patient?
Brenda Agizzi. And date of birth is September.
The Medicare Advantage plan.
Yes.
We don't need to provide a date of birth. It's already provided here on my side. Just needed to make sure that I'm looking at the correct plan. So this is all verified by the autopsy system, retina, EEG. You're looking for date of service May 14, 2025, right?
Yes, that's right.
How much was the bill come up?
$185.
$185, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
And again, usually you can just check the online website, uhcprovider.com, for the members' names, benefits, or authorization. There's also the chat option available on the contact us page of the same website, uhcprovider.com. So
okay.
This is for office procedures, right?
Yes.
So what question do you have with the claim?
Yeah, my question is, what is the status right now of this claim? As on the UHC website I'm checking, so this claim is rejected, so I'm not getting any specific reason of rejection.
You mentioned it was rejected on your side, but I'm seeing that it processed on my end.
It is in process, right?
Can you confirm the name of the doctor? Can you confirm the name of the provider?
Supervising provider is Dhanaman.
Alright, so on our side it shows process and there is a partial payment.
Okay.
So the partial payment is only for one CPT code.
And what about the others? The CPT code was which is paid by CPT code was
no.
Which is was paid, that is 8048, right?
Yep, 8048. The other 9 was being denied because it did not meet the Medicare's guideline.
Which kind of Medicare guidelines? That is a CPT build incorrect or the diagnosis code was not corrected.
Alright. Based on the claim, it's related to the diagnosis code.
This claim is denied due to the diagnosis code, right?
Yep, they did not meet the Medicare coding guidelines.
Denied. Denied due to DX and... So, all these 4 CPT is denied and 1 is partially paid. So, it is in process, right?
It's not... In process, we already made a payment for one line item. Payment was made electronically, so it's
okay.
No longer in process. We already denied your claim.
All right, thank you. Just provide your reference number for this call, please.
Sure, reference number for today's call is going to be 128-380-795. And again, you can always check the online website.
Can you repeat it again? Yes.
380
795.
Let me know if you got it.
128-380-795.
128-380-795. You got it. So again, if you do have any other question, you can always check me on my website. And I thank you for your time. Have a good
one. Thank you.